What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tip of the Iceberg Wrestling Podcast, where wrestling meets reality. Yes, I'm back. Surprisingly, I have been away for about 3 years. A lot's happened since then. I've got married, I've moved a few times, and I've had two kids. Well, my wife's had two kids. So a lot's happened since my last video in 2019. Here it is, almost the end of 2023. It's August, will be tomorrow, and I'm in a good situation and place in my life to where I can podcast regularly again, hopefully. So I'm back, and I'm better than ever. I'm back. So I'm going to be reviewing the July 30th, 2023 NXT pay-per-view, The Great American Bash. In about 10 minutes or so, I'm not going to try and get too crazy long in these videos, because I'm on my lunch break with my job. I walk from home, so I have an hour, and I'm about 25 minutes into that hour, so I have an hour lunch break each day. If I don't eat much for lunch, then I will have more time to record. So, I'm doing this for you people. So, I did not watch the pre-show, so I'm going to skip that entirely. There's no need to talk about what I didn't see. And then the first match, I didn't get to see because I was getting my son to sleep during that time. But it was the NXT Tag Team Championships. It was Gallus versus the family of Tony D'Angelo and Slax. I caught the end of this match, actually. The build for this match was very cool, I think. I liked the storyline of the Don being arrested, and then Slax was playing the snitch to get one over on Gallus. And they end up getting the match to where if Slax wins, Don's free from prison. And the Don, I mean. And it worked that way. And then they got a tag team title match, and it brought us to this match at this night. So, the ending sequence was pretty good, and the family are your new NXT Tag Team Champions. So I didn't get to watch that much, so I didn't want to get too much into it. I didn't watch much. Honestly, I watched basically the last few matches, to be honest. But they had a Weapons Wild match for Roxanne Perez versus Blair Davenport. This one just basically Roxanne wanted to prove that she's dominant in NXT, and then Blair's in her way, and Blair just wants to cause pain and misery. But Roxanne Perez beat Blair Davenport by pinfall. But the way it looks, that Perez will be set up to fight Tiffany Stratton for her NXT Women's title down the line. So, here's why I was here to watch the pay-per-view. Gable Stevenson versus Baron Corbin in Gable Stevenson's first match. Baron Corbin comes out with his new gimmick, which is Burn the Ships, which is basically him saying bye to his old personas. And now he's just strictly focused on wrestling, I guess, and being his own man again. Very cool entrance for Baron Corbin. His song is very good. I love when he's in serious Baron Corbin mode. The music's always top-notch for Baron Corbin's characters when they should matter. This match, though, was not it. Gable Stevenson's first match, I knew going in he was going to be compared to Kurt Angle very, very heavily, because he is basically Kurt Angle 2.0, meaning he was an Olympian, he has an Olympic gold medal, he does suplexes and locks and stuff. In this match, in my opinion, Gable Stevenson was pretty clunky in this match. Baron did good as he could do, but I feel like this was not the best showing for Stevenson. And he didn't even get a win here. This match ended in double countout. So, Stevenson didn't even get a win over on Corbin. And if this is a way of trying to protect Corbin, then don't have him debut against a former Olympian that they're trying to push. So, I think they kind of fail off a little bit on this match. It sure has Stevenson fight a enhancement talent, like a, I guess like a heel enhancement talent or something like that. Because if you're trying to repackage Baron Corbin, rebuild Baron Corbin, make him this burn the ships and redeem himself character, this is not how you do it. You do not put him against as basically a pawn in building up Stevenson. Because you're trying to build up Corbin, this is not how you do it. So this match, since it's the first official one I'm watching, I give it a low C, because mostly I'm trying to get interested in Baron Corbin again, but watching him go to the ring at NXT and being repackaged again and where he's at now, I feel like this guy can't get no further down. He's trying to claw his way back up, but he came in, went straight after the NXT title. Very cool. His promos of him basically branding himself, I thought were very cool. This entrance, the music, very cool. He is getting the big fight feel that he had in 2015, 2016. But putting him against a debuting guy, assuming he would lose, is not it. So, these two are going to fight again, apparently. And honestly, I don't want to see it, because I'm fine with Stevenson being new, but I want Corbin to start building a lot of momentum, because he has a lot of climbing to do. So I'm not too impressed with this match, but I wasn't impressed with Corbin over Stevenson. Next up is one of the matches of the night for the North American Championship. Dominic Mysterio, the champion, going against Wesley and Mustafa Ali. This match was very good, and it's one of those, I like the way they're building. I'm a big Dominic Mysterio fan. They're building him up, but like, he literally cannot get by without help. But if you let him shine slightly, he can be very well. He's one of these that he knows he's good in the ring, but he's taking advantages to, I guess, prolong and project his career a little faster, which is smart. Instead of having if he's a heel, instead of him fighting tooth and nail for everything, have him rely on his buddies and help and outside help. And he's been a very smart and, dare I say it, Eddie Guerrero-like heel. But this match is very good. Lee and Ali both taking shots at Dominic Mysterio. Then they got to fighting. Oh, well, hey, I want to beat up Dominic. No, I do. Then they started fighting. And then Mommy Rhea Ripley was the deciding factor here, as she hit a riptide through a table on Wesley. It was fantastic. And that was the beginning of the end for the match. All three competitors were very good. They all shined very well. I've always been a Mustafa Ali fan, so I'm glad he's getting shined, the shine he deserves. Another main roster talent that was terribly underutilized, and he's getting that credibility back slowly on NXT. Wesley stood out. All of them stood out, in my opinion, in this match. And then the finish came brilliantly when Dominic was going for a false splash. Ali hit a very awesome running missile drop kick and knocked him off the top rope. He went for what that caused Mysterio to be hung up on the ropes. And then Ali was going to go for a 450. And then Rhea got involved again and caused Ali to, I think he fell off the turnbuckle or something. I forgot what happened. And then Dominic Mysterio hit his frog splash on Lee for the win, which is awesome to see. It was a brilliant storytelling for a heel. And it just shows how influential Mommy Rhea Ripley is for Dominic's success. Where they go from here, they need another challenger for Dominic. Wesley has now lost twice. Give him something with Ali one-on-one. That'd be good to see. I'd throw Dijak in the mix. This match was very good, very fast-paced. The only thing I thought was funny is Donovan was going with a 619, and I think it was Booker. One, of the, I think Vic said, "Forget about your 619. Ali's gonna go for a 450." And I'm like, math. So 619, 619 is way more than 450. So I'm like, okay, that was funny. I laughed. I'm a nerd. Leave me alone. So that's that match. Next up is a submission match for the NXT Women's Championship as Tiffany Stratton goes against Thea Hale of Chase University. This match was the worst one of the ones I watched, in my opinion. Thea Hale was not, even though she's so young, she's 19, she was not built a threat to Tiffany Stratton at all, and I don't think. Yeah, she tapped out twice, but it wasn't believable. Because she's just so young, and I knew she wasn't gonna win yet. She could have been the youngest women's champion ever, but she's just not there to carry the belt. In my opinion, this match, the match itself though was very good. Hell is a very good competitor. Stratton is a very very good heel. Hell again, she's a very good babyface, explosive character. She's not been built up enough to wear. She can be a credible champion. But the ending came in when Chase threw in the towel for Hale. So they caught off the bell after Stratton was using the walls of Jericho very violently to make her pass out. But I'm curious to see what happens now. Is Hale going to be mad because Chase threw in the towel? What's happening? It's going to be a slight curious, but nothing like wow. But that match was decent, pretty good. Now, the match of the night, and in my opinion, match of the week, is for the NXT Championship. Champion Carmelo Hayes with Trick Williams goes against Ilya Dragunov. And I'm going to butcher his name, so I'm going to call him Dragunov going forward. This match was match of the week. This match was incredible. Hard hitting as it can get. I'm a big Dragunov fan. I've been a fan of his since his inception in the WWE. This match was just crazy. Back and forth, punishing Dragunov reminds me a lot. To me, he's a mixture of Pete Dunne and Gunther, in my opinion. And then if you take Gunther and Pete Dunne, mix them together, you have Ilya Dragunov. So I'm like, wow, he's fantastic. And Carmelo Hayes, he's just on another level. He's very athletic. He's got the charisma for days. He's been very well groomed as champion, and from coming up from NXT, from the start of NXT to where he was to where he is, he's a fantastic champion. He's a very resilient champion. This is good to see that. The ending came when Trick Williams got the belt and was like putting it in Melo's face to amp him up and get him ready. And then, Dragunov jumped off of the steel steps onto Trick. Well, Melo got out of the way, and he jumped onto Trick, who was holding the title. And Dragunov hit the title with his head, apparently, by accident when he jumped. So that caused Melo to roll him up in the ring and hit, I forgot, what's it called? No more. All but net? All net? I forgot the name of the finisher. Nothing but net. That's what it is. Nothing but net. He hit nothing but net for the win. This match, 5 stars, no doubt. Dave Meltzer will be giving this a 5-star match. And by saying that Trick Williams is going to be turning on Melo Hayes, I don't see it quite yet. But I can see it down the line. I don't see it happening right now. Because Trick Williams has to be built up a little bit more before he can be fighting for the championship. In my opinion, maybe have him fight Dominic Mysterio too down the line before he turns heel on Melo. I don't know, maybe. But all in all, the part of the show I watched was very good. I wasn't a fan of the Stratton Hale match, but other than that, the other matches I watched were fantastic. Great main event. Just overall fun show. Out of 5, I give it a 4 out of 5. So I hope you liked this episode. I'm glad to be back. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe on all your Spotify or any podcast platform. And I hope to see you in the next video. Bye.